Hi there. My name is John Patrick, and this is the Augusta Golf Show podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm happy you took the time to spend a few minutes with us. You know, most of us became familiar with Michael Breed when he hosted the Golf Fix on Golf Channel for a lot of years. Michael's new show, Course Record with Michael Breed, airs Monday nights at 7 on the CBS Sports Network. Michael is also the host of A New Breed of Golf on the PGA Tour Network on Sirius XM Radio. At one point in Michael's life, he was an assistant professional at Augusta National. He has been named PGA of America's Teacher of the Year, and Michael has become a very good friend. Michael was on the show recently. Here's my conversation with Michael Breed.
I couldn't be any better, John. So grateful to have the opportunity to spend a few minutes and chat golf with you. It's always fun.
Okay. All right. Here's what we're doing. Let's go. We'll start with some rapid fire teaching questions. Rapid fire teaching questions. How does John Rahm hit it so far with that short backswing?
This is an easy one, hard one to teach. Have you seen the size of that guy's legs? I mean, that guy is a bull. He is a strong man. And what he does is he evaluates his body. He and his team evaluate his body every Monday of every week. So how does he do what he does? His body is, it's a Lamborghini. It's in the greatest condition it can possibly be in. So that's one of the ways. The second way, which your listeners can definitely benefit from, is he hits the ball in the center of the club face. And the easiest way to create more distance without swinging any harder is center the contact. When you can center the contact and do it consistently, you will increase your distance. You'll increase your ball speed. Clubhead speed is one thing. Ball speed is another thing. So swinging fast, if you can't hit it in the center of the face, you're not going to hit it farther. But when you can hit it in the center of the face, now all of a sudden, your clubhead speed will increase, not because the club's going faster, but because the ball will go faster. So your distance will increase.
All right. What kind of car is your body?
Sorry?
What kind of car is your body?
I would say it is, that's a good one. It's definitely in the shop. Right now,
okay.
It's in the shop.
All right.
We're getting new tires. We're doing some things. But when it comes out, I think it's going to be a nice throwback to a 66 Mustang.
I like to think of myself as a VW bus, Michael. All right. Number two, explain Scotty Scheffler's footwork.
Well, look, you are clearly aware of this thing, ground forces, that people have been talking about now for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And what Scotty does, what you see in Scotty's motion is a guy that's using the ground in a specific way. But also, too, his golf swing is a swing for a certain shot shape. So if you look at Scotty Scheffler, and go back to Masters, every time Scotty, not every time, but most times Scotty had to turn the ball from right to left where there was penalty of, on the left-hand side. And I think about the 13th tee shot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every time he stood on hole number 13, he never made a comfortable motion.
Mm.
And Scotty's swing is designed to move the ball from left to right. And we think about that golf course, and you think about the players that have had great success there, Woods and Nicklaus. For the most part, that shot is a left-to-right shot shape. It's a higher golf shot, and that's what Scotty plays. And so he's hitting the ball high, he's hitting the ball left-to-right, and that's what his footwork indicates.
We're talking with Michael Breed here on the Augusta Golf Show. All right, one more rapid-fire question. Why does Rory struggle with his wedges?
That's a question that I think will keep us all up at night. But I think the main reason why Rory struggles with his wedges, in my opinion, is one of the main reasons why he's such a great driver of the golf ball. And when you have the club coming from the inside the way Rory does, it tends to create a very upward trajectory of a shot. And what we know is the best wedge players have low shots in their the trajectory is low. The launch angle is under 30, the trajectory is low. Now, what I will tell you is that Rory has gotten a whole lot better with his wedge play. It has improved, and his iron play has improved, and he's improved. I think this coming Masters will be Rory's best chance if he continues this form that he has, and he continues this confidence that he has. This is his best chance to win at Augusta.
You were the first I heard to really talk about this in detail. Talk to the recreational golfer that's listening right now this morning, Michael. Tell him or her why they should be paying more attention to the speed of their putt as opposed to the line of their putt.
Because the speed of the putt is the predictor of the line. If I hit a ball that is going to carry past the hole by 3 feet, that I have to play a line that is totally different than if I'm going to hit a shot like a Ben Crenshaw where the ball is going to drip into the hole. That's going to be maximum break. And so at Augusta, that's why you see guys that have that dying speed have such success. Larry Mize comes to mind. Ben Crenshaw comes to mind. Those players that are dying that ball, that are letting the ball drip into the hole, which is, you know, what you see from Tiger Woods and his success. Nicholas putted the same way. You don't see that slam speed. That's why when I watch Jordan Spieth and why Jordan Spieth has such success at Augusta National, the speed is a dying speed. And when you play die speed, you play maximum break. And when you play maximum break, all of a sudden now your imagination comes in. That's why Bubba Watson has had such success. But the other reason why I think speed is so important is it makes the hole bigger. So we've run tests on this. If I hit a putt where the ball is rolling past the hole 3 to 4 feet, the hole shrinks from 4.25 inches to right around 3 inches. And if you went out onto a golf course and had a 3-inch hole, you wouldn't play the golf course. And the truth of the matter is that individuals, you, me, and everybody listening to the show, we control the size of the hole. And we control the size of the hole by the speed that we hit the putt at. And so you will, by definition, make more putts into a hole that is 4.25 inches than a hole that's 3 inches. It's just the way it is. And so if you know that, then why wouldn't you want to make the hole as big as you can? And the way you do that is paying close attention to the speed that you're hitting the putt at, because the speed that you hit the putt at will maximize the hole or minimize the hole.
I love that. Two quick things.
Okay.
What's the best tip you've ever gotten about your game?
I'm partial to this because this came from my dad, and it's my favorite tip because it was his tip, but also because it's universal in its application. And that is, the speed that the club moves away from the golf ball should always feel like you are doing it in a bottle of shampoo. There's a slowness that takes place in the backswing, an unrushed, patient move away from the golf ball that is an advantage. It's an advantage for me. It's an advantage for everybody. And when you get yourself moving, now I don't want it to move at a completely slow speed, but what I do want it to move at is at an unrushed speed, an unhurried speed. And when you do that, now all of a sudden your transition will be better, because when you move at that slower pace, your instinct right away is to start the downswing with the lower body, which is a must that in order for us to be consistent and in order for us to be able to generate the speed that we want to generate as the club comes into the ball. And so what I would say is that my favorite for me and for all is to have an unrushed move away from the golf ball with the club.
Your dad might be a part of this answer. Tell me the best day you've ever had on a golf course.
Oh, you know what? You are right. And I have enjoyed some great days. I've had the luxury of playing golf many, many times at Augusta National. I've had the luxury of playing golf with very, very sort of impactful people in the world. People that are Tiger Woods is a guy I've played golf with. But you're right, the most memorable days of my life are playing golf with my dad and my family. I mean, that's just what it is. So when I play golf with my dad, my mom, and one of my siblings, that's also tremendous. And then, frankly, the days that I play golf with my wife and my two boys, which I love those days, and I know that there's a limit to the number of days that I'm going to have like that, and I don't let them go unnoticed. So I love those days as well.
He is Michael Breed, host of Course Record with Michael Breed, CBS Sports Network, Monday nights at 7. Always thank you for saying yes to these, Michael. Thank you.
My friend, I love being on your show. I think your preparation for your shows and your questions that you ask are honestly some of the best in the business, and I will always say yes to you whenever you ask. So thank you for the ask, and thank you for your talents. We all in golf appreciate it.